I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers Laverne Johnson. Laverne Johnson was a strong and decisive leader who charted a clear course for Kane schools during the turbulent times of the 1960s and 70s. Known simply on the hilltop by his one-word moniker as Vern, his vision for Kane's facilities and its students have enriched our community. Born in Wilcox in 1926, Vern graduated from Pitt and came to work as teacher in the Kane School District in 1955. He also worked summers as an administrator at Twin Lakes with Pitt phys ed instructor Dr. Brick Peterson, where he earned credit for driving record-setting attendance figures. Vern also mentored some of Kane's most storied athletes like Tim Montgomery, Ed Moran, and Gary Meckley during successful stints as a football, basketball, and track coach. Vern's foresight and persistence in facilities planning and project management shone through in the transition from the Chestnut Street building into the new high school in 1970. This new chapter in Kane history was against the backdrop of rapid social change and cultural upheaval. In his first year as high school principal, construction of the consolidated Chestnut Street Elementary School was underway, as was the decommissioning of the old high school. Seats were removed from the former auditorium so it could be used for gym classes. While the old senior high gym was being remodeled for use as a cafeteria and gym for the new elementary school. For 2 years, high school football games were played on the junior high field until the present-day field was ready. As the 1960s rolled to the 1970s, the Vietnam War dragged on and the public lost faith in politicians. Students wanted to challenge authority more than ever. One student was expelled from school when he shaved his head to mimic Vern's receding hairline and painted a peace sign on his bald spot. When long-haired male students were required to don swim caps in the new pool, the policy was met with resistance. Never one to back down, Vern maintained a firm hand when necessary. As a football coach, Vern was known to get a little rough with his players. 60 years later, one former player saw 85-year-old Vern walking through town and laboring a bit with his cane and remarked, "I think I could take him now." According to Jack Hedlund, who succeeded Vern as high school principal in 1974, Vern believed discipline should be swift and over, unlike today's deferred approach. Vern's resolve and his deep love and interest in sports made the new high school facilities the envy of neighboring school districts. Amenities such as the roomy natatorium with an Olympic-sized pool with 8 lanes, 2 diving boards, and bleachers were unheard of in small school districts. The cinderless, rubberized Grass Tech's oval athletic track earned regional reputation as Kane hosted the annual Invitational track meet. According to Hedlund, Vern envisioned the school as the poor man's country club, hence the pool, night school classes, evening walking programs, Special Olympics, and much more. He believed the schools belonged to the community as a whole. Steve Perry remembers in 1980 seeing an ad for a job opening for business manager and expressed his interest to Vern when the two were in church and asked if he could set up an interview. "How about now?" Vern asked. "I went to his office after services on a Sunday and he hired me on the spot. When I asked him if he needed board approval, he said, 'Don't you worry about that,'" Perry remembers. Throughout his term as principal and superintendent, Vern steadfastly refused to close schools due to winter weather. By him not doing so, we as much older people now are the ones who always show up for work on those nasty days, Perry remarked. Jack Hedlund added that Vern believed education was more than academics and that it should serve the public directly, as manifested by the vocational programs. Countless numbers of students found their path forward as a result of his vision. He was not a fan of state mandates and even less a fan of federal regulations. He believed that education was a local matter and that it served the local constituency. a noble philosophy that would have a challenging time surviving in the current environment. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Special thanks to Jack Hedlund and Steve Perry. Remember to send your comments and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.